Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Do you have to heal completely before you date again after a breakup or divorce or losing a partner? The short answer is no, you don't have to heal completely because we are never completely healed, and there is a risk of doing so much healing and so much therapy and coaching that you put off dating altogether. But the longer answer is that it's important to do some healing and some self-reflection before jumping into a new relationship, because you're going to run the risk of repeating unhealthy dating patterns. You're going to learn about the type of healing that's necessary and how to assess when you are ready to start dating again. First, let's talk about what it means to heal after a relationship ends. There are many emotions that come up after ending a relationship, and many of us don't want to really feel those feelings. They're hard, they're painful. So we get busy denying or pushing away our feelings. But the problem is, if we don't sit with those emotions at first, they're going to keep coming back again and again and again, because these emotions serve an important part of our healing. Some of the key emotions that you might experience are sadness, grief, and anger. And sitting with sadness, it helps us grieve the loss of the relationship. No matter how good or bad it was, it's a loss. Processing that sadness can also help us work through it so that we can eventually assess what we could have done differently. Anger can help us realize what values and needs were not met in the last relationship. And so we can look for our needs to be met, and we can look for red flags that show up in the next relationship. If we don't work through our anger, we might feel bonded with the next person we date who was also angry. Somebody who's angry at their ex, it feels like, oh, we both have the same feelings. We are so compatible. And it can feel like a powerful connection at first. But without other foundational elements of compatibility, that type of relationship is going to quickly crash and burn. And the pattern is going to repeat itself until you begin to do the right healing. It's also important to do some healing if we have childhood trauma of any kind. For example, if you grew up in a home where you felt insecurely attached to your caregivers in any possible way, whether they were not attuned to your needs or your emotions, whether they were busy, whether it was chaotic, you're probably going to repeat those patterns in your romantic relationships until you have new tools to help you develop more secure attachments. So that's another type of healing that is really important. Here are four steps to healing after a breakup or a divorce. Number one, accept that the relationship is over. We often don't accept that it's over. We kind of are halfway in and halfway out, and unless you really make a clean break, that relationship will still linger. Number two, feel and process all the feelings that you have, the feelings of grief, anger, sadness, rejection, whatever it is, feel them, because if you don't, they will come back. Number three, adjust to your life without that partner. It can take time to adjust to being alone. It can take some time to process all of that and to really get used to this new normal for you. And number four, let go of the dream and fantasy of the relationship that you had and move forward so that you can eventually find new and meaningful relationships. How long does it take to heal? Well, if you wait to be completely healed, as we said, you will wait forever because we are never completely healed. But how do you know if you're healed enough to date again? Ask yourself the following five questions. Number one, do I understand the challenges in my last relationship? And have I taken steps to shift those patterns, even if I haven't completely changed them yet? Number two, does my sadness, anger, grief, frustration, resentment, or pain towards my previous partner feel less alive and active on a daily basis in my thoughts, in my emotions, and in my body? Number three, Has enough time passed that I can date a new person without comparing them to my previous partner? Number four, have I stopped fantasizing that somehow I will reconnect with my previous partner and things will work out? And number five, why do I want to date again? What am I looking for now? Be really clear about what that is. We never completely heal from relationships or past trauma. However, it is important to heal enough to embrace new opportunities for love and companionship and deep, intimate connections, because these are basic core human needs. The fear of being vulnerable and getting hurt again can stop us from dating and opening up to love. And that's why it's important to ask yourself those five questions so you know you're ready to take that next step. Dating can be fun. It can also be scary and exciting and challenging. In a healthy relationship, the healing will continue as you build trust and attune to your new partner. I think a lot of people don't realize that healing doesn't just happen in your thoughts and in your head, but it happens in relationship. That's where all the stuff comes up, and that's where we can continue to heal. What is most essential for you to address before dating again?
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.